Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Hello, my dear souls. Today, I speak with Dr. Katya Rusanen, a spiritual counselor and number one best-selling author. She holds a doctorate in spiritual science and master's degrees in spiritual psychology and spiritual science. She is dedicated to empowering highly successful, purpose-driven coaches, healers, and light workers like you to transcend subtle blocks and ingrained patterns, unlocking your profound potential to fulfill your soul's transformative mission. Let's hear it from Katya. Hi, Katya. Thank you for coming. How are you today?
I'm doing excellent, and thank you for having me. It's a joy to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you're in Spain right now, right?
That's correct. Located in south of Spain, but originally I'm from Finland.
Okay, yeah. Oh my God, must be a big change, right? With the weather, and we're going to talk about that, how it can affect your life, right?
Yeah. It can. It was a choice. And I knew since I was a child growing up in Finland that I will one day move abroad. That was just 6 years old. I made the declaration to my mom that I'm going to move abroad when I'm grown up. And I did.
Yeah. That's funny. I did the same thing when I was maybe a bit later, when I was maybe like 15, 16. I grew up in France. Mm-hmm. Was born there and grew up there. And my whole life, I was like, I know I'm not going to be living my whole life in this country. So I moved to Germany, then I moved to England, and I'm in the state. So I was been traveling around.
Yeah.
And yeah, something happens very young, right? We don't know why.
Sometimes we just know, we want to explore the world. And that was always like following your heart, following your dreams, and believing that it's possible. You can make those changes and shifts. And of course, yes, there is the period when things are not maybe feeling comfortable, but then you are following your heart, your dreams, and at the end of the day, it will work out.
Yeah. So it's actually what we're going to talk about, because that's something you help your client with, to follow their heart, to change their lives. So you're a spiritual counselor. Mm-hmm. And you work, so most of your clients are like people that are already successful, like coaches, healers, light workers.
Yes.
But sometimes they can feel blocked. So before we start talking about what you do exactly, something happened in your life very young, and that was something deeply personal, like a tragedy happened when you were 16, right? And that moment shaped your path toward what you're doing right now. Do you want to talk to us about that?
Sure, because there was a time when I was 16, it started really wonderfully. I fell in love for the first time. And maybe you remember as well the first love, when all of a sudden the world is just so much more beautiful, and you feel the butterflies in your belly when you're with this special person for the first times and meeting him. And then though, my love story did not end with the happily ever after, unfortunately. It ended very suddenly when I heard the news that my boyfriend had died by suicide. And that was so overwhelming for me to hear the news. And the grief was like a wave of tsunami. Like, I felt like I can't breathe even that moment. It was such a shock into my system. And it felt like my heart just crumbled in thousands of pieces. And that put me into a very dark place for a long time, because I started blaming myself, as many who have lost a loved one to suicide, you just start asking why. And I felt like, as I was intuitive already at that time, that I should have known. I should have seen somehow it coming. I should have been able to save him. And as I was not, then I started feeling that I wasn't enough. I wasn't like attentive enough, attractive enough. Of course, 16-year-old mindset, like I just put it on me that if I would have been more, he would have chosen to stay. And that made me spiral a very dark place and almost followed his footsteps. Luckily, at the end hour, there was this powerful light coming through into my very dark mind. And that reminded me of love. And that helped me to turn around and make that choice to continue here, choose life. And I am so grateful for that, in a way, opportunity to continue here, the gift of grace that helped me to choose life and living. And that's something that put me on the spiritual path, because I started looking for those answers, but I couldn't find them anywhere else than spirituality. And later on, thanks to spiritual teachers, I started seeing life from soul's perspective. And I started to see that life didn't happen to me. It happened for me. And that was when the shift happened within me and really gave me the courage to start sharing. Because for 15 years, this whole chapter was my deep, dark secret. I did not share about it. I just completely blocked that story within me. But then when I realized that by sharing, I can bring light to somebody else and the whole healing journey that took place, then I was like, okay, I want to share because maybe there is one person whose life can shift and change better as they hear my story.
Yeah, because sometimes we think we're alone in our own trauma, but there's so many people having same trauma or the trauma than you. And when you work as a community, it's so much better. It's so much healthier. And I can get, help you get out of, of the dark.
Yeah. So it's totally good that you share. And totally that was what I was believing. And that was, of course, time before internet. So it was like, it really felt alone because that hadn't happened luckily in my friends' lives. So you really felt alone. And actually now I know that I definitely wasn't alone. Unfortunately, that is something that so many people in the world kind of have to go through. Like they lose loved one to suicide and then they feel like they need to find their way through that pain and grief and navigate to a life where they can find joy again. Because that was something I didn't even believe was possible. Like I thought like I was in this prison of my past forever. And I did not see how I could ever find peace with my past. But now I can say I have found it, and I am sharing that this journey as well in my book, Your Spiritual Curriculum, the 5 steps that helped me to start gaining that peace within, and it really transformed my life, and hopefully it will support others too.
But it happened to you also so early, so young, so yeah. That's not more that you couldn't really realize, that it wasn't your fault, right? So in your healing journey, what was the turning point when you realized, okay, I could rewrite the narrative of my pain, I can change what my life could be? Was that like a turning point when you say, okay, this is it, I'm going to change it? Because I know that you work with a lot of different also spiritual coaches.
Yeah, I did. One of the moments that was thing I really see that helped me a lot was when I went to a palm reader. Oh. And that's where you went to go when you are seeking like answers. Oh. So I went to a palm reader because I was just in the crossroads, whether I stay in this country. That time I lived in Spain as well, but I was like, do I stay here? Do I move? And he was telling me a lot of very accurate things. And then he shared, why don't you write? And that question was like coming straight through. And it was like, how does he know that I have a story to tell? Like, I was like, how How can he see that secret that I've been hiding for all these years? And at that time, my Spanish wasn't that good. So I was like, okay, I promised there and then to say like, okay, I start writing because I didn't come up with the better excuse not to. So I just said yes. And that started my writing journey. And I knew that I want to tell this story as I was writing this book for the 16-year-old me. Like I was thinking to share the core event of my own personal experience, and but there are some things that if the 16-year-old me would read this book, that she would see that there is a light in the end of the dark tunnel. And I was starting to see the life from different perspective through the writing journey, through expressing things that I had stored in that storage unit and put a label there, never to go to the storage unit ever again. But I started looking into these chapters in my life and feeling how I could start processing the emotions that came through, because those emotions were stored within me. And now I had the courage to look into them and work through them through the writing process as well. So that was really a huge shift. And it came as this mission to write a book for the 16-year-old me. So my first novel was a young adult novel that was meant for somebody who was going through challenging times and wanting some light, some a spark of light.
Yeah, that's good to write for young people because, you know, they need, I mean, I remember when I was 16, I needed guidance and there was not a lot out there, to be honest. Like you say, there was no internet or anything like that. So we had to read books. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I was 16, actually, I didn't want support. That's why now I'm a huge advocate for getting support. I was plucking completely because there was this thing within me, and this is sometimes common for survivors of suicide, like because I blamed myself. So I somehow thought I need to suffer. I can't be happy. I don't deserve to be happy. So I didn't want to receive support. I was just completely blocking that support because I was in that prison of my past and I felt like I meant to be there for a lifetime.
So you studied spiritual psychology and spiritual science extensively. So how do these two disciplines complement each other? Because the science and spirituality, sometimes people think they don't go together, and you use that in your coaching work. So how do you do this?
I do. And I started my journey, I first studied to be a spiritual life coach, and that was studies in UK. But then I felt like as I want to help others who have gone through adversity or trauma, I felt like I want to study more. And when I found the spiritual psychology, I was like, that master's degree is what I want. Because that really opened me to see life from soul's perspective. So I was so grateful to be able to attend, and I moved from Spain to US. I studied in Santa Monica, and that was amazing experience. And after that 2 years, I was like, and there is more. So that got that got me into studying spiritual science. And that was very curious. It was like learning to see yourself as a multidimensional human being, and really as well tracking results within your personal change first. And that's where I developed the 5 steps now I'm sharing in the book, Your Spiritual Curriculum. And then we also did a service study project and we shared those steps with others and they measured their results as well. So it is seeing how this changes and really are happening within you, because you observe, you learn to observe your mind, you learn to observe your emotions, you learn to observe your actions and non-actions, and then as well the spirit that is learning through all these things. So that was very interesting studies. So I did 2 years of master's, and then I continued to study doctorate in this specific topic. So that's where my doctorate stands for, and in, from spiritual science. And I often say, like, I'm a doctor for the soul, not for the body, but for the soul.
Interesting. Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to ask you about the soul, because you talk about aligning your success with the soul mission. Mm-hmm. Because you speak about succeeding on purpose.
Yes.
So what do you mean by that? Because we always have those negative thoughts in our minds. So is it like rewriting your brain or meditating, thinking positively and trying to be successful?
I think it goes beyond even that. Like, it is really finding your soul's mission, your calling that is there deep within you. And it can be various things. Like, for some, it's sharing their gifts in the world. For some, it's raising level of awareness. So for some, it's doing some sort of service work in the world, helping others, whatever way you can do, like finding what is it for you. And then finding a way for you to succeed. Because success, the definition of success is different for everyone.
That's true.
So finding what is it for you. But like succeeding on purpose for me is that there is that mission. There is this thing that is pulls you forward. Because you want to do what you came here to do as a soul, having this human experience, and is clearing those blocks that often come this life, past life, when we have gone through challenging life experiences. Sometimes we have those limiting stories that you mentioned, like the stories we tell within, and they are sometimes holding us back from really going for what we want. As well as those emotions, like if we try to store them, and I really tried to store them away, but they don't go away that way. They just are there and they surface like beach balls in the moments when you least expect them. They're like,
that's true.
Then you try to shuffle them back down, like go away. So it is finding a way to clear them too, and finding that peace, and then aligning your actions, and also observing if there is sometimes non-actions. Maybe you set your goals, and then a month goes by, you don't take action. 2 months goes by, so you are like postponing, procrastinating, whatever way you're sabotaging your goals. So then it's like gaining that awareness and helping you to take those steps that you need in order to really succeed and really fulfill those goals of yours that are aligned with that deeper purpose, that deeper mission that is already within you.
It's funny because you just described two people that I know. One was in my 20s and really sabotaging himself all the time. And one, somebody I know now, a friend, and that's exactly, she's doing exactly what you're doing, what you're saying.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I don't know, you give them advice, you try to help them, but I think you can only help yourself, right? You have to make your own decision in your head saying, okay, this is enough and I need to do something to change. I see that you offer a lot of, your services, so talking about the soul. So what is a soul plan reading? What is this? I'm very... curious.
Yeah, intrigued. So soul plan reading is for those who are like maybe seeking their purpose, like because I talk about purpose-driven people, and sometimes you are like, I don't really know. What am I here for? Why am I here? What's my mission? And if that's you, then soul plan can give you clarity. First of all, we talk about the challenges, like gaining awareness, again, is the key. Then we discover your talents, what is natural for you, because sometimes we don't even notice them, and sometimes those talents can be dormant too. So that's something. And then we talk about the goals, like what are your goals in a soul level for this lifetime, and then the overall essence of your being, what you are here to learn. So that is what you can discover in a soul plan reading. And it's a really powerful, powerful tool. I've discovered my soul plan 2011, and that was really the accelerator that helped me to find the courage to leave really nice position in one of the world's leading business banks and jump into this path to do spiritual coaching and counseling. Because I knew then that this is what I'm meant to do. It wasn't like that calling in my heart. It was really like, it is true. And I can now say yes and follow that calling. So that's something that can happen after the soul plan reading, but it just brings a lot of clarity for you about your journey here, why you are here.
I mean, but you said you were used to work in a bank, because I know a lot of people used to work in corporate. I'm one of them. Completely changed to go to spiritual awareness, spiritual work. I just find my calling 3 months ago. I used to work, as a corporate linguist, and I'm a sound healer. I do sound bath.
I love that. Like, congratulations for following that calling.
Thank you. And it just happened to me, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do. I completely leave my whole life behind. So I completely, I really understand what you
said. That takes courage. So congratulations, really, because it is, again, and it doesn't always need to be that drastic change. So just people are like, oh my, if I have a soul plan reading, then I'm going to leave my job.
I'm going to end up in the wood playing a flute.
Not necessarily, but often that is because these are the things most who come to me for soul plan reading, they already have kind of the feeling within, but they need that confirmation. And often when it comes from a person who doesn't know you at all and they start saying these accurate things, then you start like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
It gives you the approval. Okay, I can do that leap of faith.
I can do it. And just another one, what is soul awareness? What is that, soul awareness? Is it something different?
It is. It's really seeing your life from soul's perspective, because I believe that was very much the thing that helped me, like moving your awareness to the higher realms. Because if you are just seeing through your mind, trying to figure out life, there are many things that don't make sense in that level. Like, there is a lots of things in life and the here that is like, why is my question that I ask a lot? Like, why the earth? There's
yes.
so much suffering in the world. And you can't find those answers from the mind level. That's really what helped me, is to start seeing the life through soul's perspective. And what I mean with that is just, okay, what am I here learning? What am I learning through these experiences, especially if they are challenging experiences like traumas or adversities? So if we are just focusing on the suffering, we don't see what comes after. We don't see that growth that can come after, because we are just focusing on the suffering. So this is just helping you to reframe your past in a way that it supports you. You find like how you have grown, what you have learned through those life experiences. And that helps you then make peace with your past, because you see the growth, you see the learning, and you can see like, okay, I went through these experiences and something came after. And then we start seeing what came after. And we can let go of the focus on the pain.
I had a friend like that who was obsessing always on something that happened in the past. Anything that happened, I got lost my job or boyfriend or whatever. And every time he was like reminiscing, and I just told him one phrase. It's done. You did it. It's done. It's done. It's in the past. Just let it go. It's done. It's done. And he told me years later, you saved my life when you said that. It's done. It's done. He said every time I had like some obsession, he was like, it's done. What can you do? What are you going to do? Yeah. You cannot go back in time, right?
Yeah, I tried. I haven't found the time machine.
When you do, please let us know. So at the beginning of the conversation, we were talking about you moving to Spain from Finland. So I guess having a more nice environment or lifestyle play a big role in spiritual and professional alignment. So do you think you would have maybe the same life or the same career if you were in Finland or maybe in another country than in beautiful Spain when it's nice and sunny?
Lots of light because, for sure.
Yeah, personally, for me, the weather really work on my mood. Yeah. I used to live in, like, you live in England. I used to live there for 4 years. I was miserable. Nice. And I had the best job ever. I had the job of my dreams. I always wanted to work for an airlines. And I went there, within 6 months, worked for the airlines, stayed there for four years, but I had to leave because it's never sunny over there. And the weather really worked on my mood. So do you think we need something like that to have a nice spiritual life?
I think it depends. Again, all of us have our different purpose, different mission here, which is good because for some people, I know it sounds crazy, but some people like the weather in more northern part of Europe, like Finland. They like the winter, they like the snow, they like the cold. And I'm like, that's not me. But I think that's again, like whatever works for you, like finding a lifestyle that works for you. Maybe there are some things you like about where you are, and that's like, I can then overcome that it rains every now and then and all this, because then I can like, at least the nature gets the water that it needs. And it's again like finding places that resonate with you and remembering that you can live your dream life. You can find a way to make it happen. So if there is something calling within you to do something different, I would start exploring it. Like in the beginning, you might not jump straight into it, but like explore and allow yourself to have your dreams. Because so often, especially if you have gone through challenging life experiences, you might start editing your dreams. Even when before they come, you're like, but that can't happen. There is that voice that kind of doesn't even allow you to visualize what you really, truly want, because it starts saying it's not possible, it's not for you, all these things. Just allow yourself to have that dream. Allow yourself to visualize, because that's an exercise we all can do. And then later on, you can make that conscious choice whether you want to go for it or not. Allow yourself dream at least.
So this is important to dream, you know, like visualize, you know, what you want, right? Okay. And you're someone also who traveled a lot, Tanzania, Australia. So those places, did they influence your spiritual perspective on teaching? Going to different countries?
I love going to different countries because every country has their own energy. I believe all the places have different energies. You go to a place, sometimes you feel like, ooh, I really like the energy here. Sometimes it's like, ooh, this is heavy. Like I have some clearing to do here to find my peace. But I love exploring the world and finding places to visit and just checking the different ways, because when you travel, you learn, because you might be accustomed certain way, and then you see like people doing things differently, and it's like, okay, you can do it that way too. I didn't That's even true. Think about it. And you meet amazing people when you travel as well, when you are open. I am always like setting intention to meet the wonderful people I need to meet, and I like learning through them and having those joyful gatherings wherever I go.
I love adventure. And so we were talking about your book. Is it the book, will it help someone who says they have like a higher purpose, but they feel very overwhelmed and they're very unsure where to begin? So your 5-step, that can that help with this?
Yeah, it helps to clarify those limiting inner stories. And overwhelm is one way that we stay stuck.
Yes.
Because it keeps us in that, like, there is so much and we can't take the next step because our mind is so occupied and busy with everything that is going on. So then it just brings that peace within. So it can help you to clarify the stories you are telling about the past, and that way transforming them, rewriting them, so you can really move forward and towards that dream life of yours. Because I believe we are meant to thrive here. So it is possible, but first we need to clear the path. And by that, I mean, we need to deal with what's holding us back. So if you're feeling something is holding you back and you are not really taking action towards your goals, so yes, the book will definitely bring you some insights and new level of awareness of your situation.
Okay, so is it for everybody or is it for people who are already helping people? Because we talked earlier that your clients are more coaches already, healer, light worker.
Yeah, that is for everyone, but if you are spiritually open, like...
Okay, yes.
If you talk about, like, you are like, okay, talking about soul, like having some sort of spiritual level awareness, then it's for you. If it's something completely new, like I can then maybe have the inner resource that is quick relief for inner peace as a starting point. Maybe I can give that for your audience because that guides through a quick exercise that helps you to get to peace. And that is more for people if you are not yet into spirituality. Test that out because it's a low commitment. You can just check it out and hopefully that will help you to find greater inner peace. And if you like it, then you maybe get the book as the next step.
Thank you. So Katja is going to give us a little peace of mind and 11-minute video, right?
Yes.
And a quick, easy technique for inner peace. So I'm going to put that in the show notes. Thank you very much for the gift.
Yes.
Love it. Before we go, can you share maybe an example of a success story from one of your clients and was able to reframe a deep narrative, maybe create a powerful ripple effect as a result?
Yeah. So many of my clients have this struggle when it comes to sharing their story, being visible, especially online. And now if they have their own calling, they have some sort of business. There is many who are challenged by sharing their work and there is a lot of fear. So one of my clients, she was just resisting the whole social media thing. Like she was like, now for me, I don't want to do it. And then she was struggling to be able to reach those people she wanted to help. And I was like, okay, let's check in. Of course, it's up to you whether you want to use social media, but I'd rather have that as a choice. Not that because you don't do it because of the fear. Like then that you can choose. There are many ways to reach people, but social media is one that... It's very easy to get started there. So when we started working on this, we went back to her childhood where she had heard a message that children should not be heard, like they should be quiet.
Yeah, I heard that message a lot also in my community.
Yeah.
She was
like, don't talk, be quiet. And that's what she still carried. As an adult, as an accomplished person, she still carried the limiting story that she shouldn't share her message. She should be quiet, be quiet. And we then started reframing that moment from her memory lane, like shifting the story and what she had learned. Because this was a beautiful opportunity then. Now you have a choice. You can break through the pattern. You can say, yes, my message can be heard. I can share. I can just feel that empowerment within. And I can share my message. I can talk. And afterwards, we did the clearing energetically. She went ahead and she started doing Facebook Lives.
Oh, wow.
Not just posting, but actually doing
lives.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, that's such a just to shift, like changing the story from the childhood. Because often it doesn't, sometimes the trauma is the trauma with this small t. It's not this huge life event that we are like really going through, but like it's this small moment in time that wasn't even maybe meant to traumatize her. It was just like, okay, be quiet there. You don't speak. But she took it in. And that was traumatic for her as the little child. So that's why it's so important to see what's there, what's really holding you back. So if you notice that there is something you really want to do, like she had this calling to help others, and then she was holding herself back because of the fear, because of the old story that she shouldn't be heard. So that is just the opportunity that we have here to really, really shift the story we tell within and claim the freedom to do whatever you want to do in the world.
So how do you get there? Do you hypnotize her? Because how do you get to remember that was because when you were little, they told you to...
Yeah, I don't use hypnotizing, but often I work with I create a safe and sacred place energetically, where I invite whatever is ready to be healed and cleared to come forward, and people just, the memories will pop up. So that's the energetic level of work. And then we just go whatever is present that time.
See, this is great. This is great. All right. So before we go, maybe do you want to add something I didn't ask, or some, maybe an advice for our listeners, or something I didn't, you know, ask you?
Yeah. So you've mentioned the overwhelm a few times. So I just want to just give something for people who maybe feel that there is so much, because it is, in a way, it's the abundance of things. But then it can become the like, oh, wow, that's just too much. So what helps often with the overwhelm is just taking a deep breath in, letting it go. Like even if you do that one time, that already helps. If you do it three times, that helps. But it's just giving yourself a moment to breathe and then thinking, okay, what's my next microscopic action step? And microscopic means teeny tiny one. Like, what can you do next? Because if you try to do everything, we don't do anything.
True. That's true.
So it's,
that's a good
like,
say. I like it.
Just one thing. What can I do next? And it's just forgiving yourself, having compassion with yourself. Compassion is such a key as well. Just like, okay, I feel this overwhelm, and I just allow myself to breathe for a moment. And I have compassion with myself as I'm going through this situation. Because it's really part of the journey, and the overwhelm might be the pattern you have experienced. And there might be underlying cause for the overwhelm, because that might be your comfort zone to be in that overwhelm, because that make you avoid taking that next step, because that next step is scary.
Yes.
So use your mind for you and start seeing, visualizing where you want to go, because that will make it easier then to move forward, because your mind and your soul already then knows where you are heading. So that's just an opportunity for you, and just believe in yourself and surround yourself as much as you can with people who encourage you and support you.
So important. Yes. Sorry. And what you just said is so beautiful, that your soul knows already where you want to go. So I really love that. Well, thank you, Katya. Thank you very much for your time, for your beautiful advice. And I will make sure to put all the information about your book and the nice gift you gave us today. And thank you for helping everybody in this world. We all need it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, my lovely listeners. Thank you so much for listening to my last episode. I really appreciate it. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now and I have a new path in my life. And this is fantastic. I love it. And I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath or if you want to know about sound bath, you can just send me an email. I will put everything in the show notes. And this way you can have a look and just contact me through my website. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and reconnect with your inner peace, let's have a virtual sound healing sessions designed to help you release stress and restore balance using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guiding meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. Shift your energy and raise your vibration. Visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking. And I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose, down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit tobaccofreeflorida.com. Developed by CDC.